Welcome back to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Please join our hosts as they bring poorly thought out opinions on game into the table, spew it out as though they know what they are talking about, then wander off back to their caves. Or wherever it is they came from. Seriously, I have no idea what rock these freaks crawled out from underneath, nor should any of us really want to know. I assume it to be a dark place, full of stale pizza and weird pornography. Then again, that doesn't sound all that bad, come to think of it. Anyway, don't get too close. They bite.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, try as I might, I couldn't find any decent news to talk about regarding gaming.
Oh, there's some, but, I mean, they're not exciting news. I mean, possibly Diablo 4 is coming out sooner than we thought, but it's all speculation, so, I mean, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Diablo 3 was so damn disappointing.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I'm actually not going to buy Diablo 4 because of the whole, you know, BS with taking down that that one player and all the other BS that Blizzard was doing.
Yeah, I got to say,
giving up with them.
Blizzard bullshit. That's it. I mean, I actually enjoyed Diablo 3. I thought it was, you know, an easy yet fun game. But...
easy? Are you kidding me? I one-shot a boss.
Yeah, that's easy. That's kind of the definition thereof. Okay, super easy. How's that? Does that make you feel better? Okay. Super easy. Yeah.
Boringly easy. I even jacked the settings up and still blew through it like it was nothing. And I'm not a good gamer.
Better than I am.
You can imagine the gamers who are good, they cakewalked it.
Or, more likely, they didn't play it for long. Because, you know... well, they could be off playing, what was that, Path of Exile?
Well, even Path of Exile is not that great. I mean...
well, I agree with that. I did not like Path of Exile.
Well, no, it the game itself is fine, but it has these power scales that are just... I mean, 1 minute, you're just cruising through, and the next minute, you're getting smacked down by trash mobs.
Uh-huh.
And... there's no rhyme or reason to it, because, I mean, you're getting beat up by trash mobs, but then you go fight a boss and you just blow right through it. No problem.
Let's just say it wasn't my favorite game.
Well, no.
But that's neither here nor there. Point is, yeah, Diablo 4. Don't care.
Nope. Don't care at all.
I'm sure we'll talk about it at some point in the future, but there's... Torchlight 3 coming, and all is right with the world, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess there is some news, because Hytale, the MMO game that's very similar to Minecraft in look, you know, it's one of those voxel-type games.
Okay.
They, the company that's making it was bought out by Raid, I think it was. The ones who do League of Legend.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but yeah, no, I don't remember their name.
Either way, so...
don't play League of Legends.
Everybody's all worried about it, but they, basically, it's just, Raid was part of it all along, and now they've just basically bought the company.
Uh-huh.
And so they've got a lot more money to put behind it.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome.
If they want to complain, they ought to complain about what happened to Funcom. Because Funcom has had its struggles, as you know.
Well, you make shitty games, you get shitty prizes.
Oh. That's harsh, sir.
But true.
Secret World Legends is a great game. But that's beside the point.
Nobody plays.
You're right. There is a small player base. But they are loyal. Anyway, point is, no need for throwing insults here, Tencent came in and bought like a quarter of the company. Just, you know, enough to get them on the board. And then, a little earlier this year, I know somebody who knows somebody regarding the game, and they got a little inside news saying, yeah, Tencent kind of offered to buy it all, and the stockholders went, yes, please, because they got a really nice deal to sell the whole company to Tencent. So now nobody knows what's going to happen. They probably bought it for one reason. Well, two, technically. The Conan license, because they've got Conan Exiles, which is doing really well, despite what you have to say about Funcom. And they've got Conan Chop Chop coming, which is a comedic action game based on kind of a Lego-style Conan game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got Dune. Plus, they have the license to Mutant Chronicles, which is, you know how D&D is huge here in the United States? Well, Mutant Chronicles is D&D in Europe. Besides D&D, it is a really huge role-playing game, has been for decades. It's a huge tabletop game, and they've got the license to make video games for it. So they've got several. And Funcom is really on its way up. And now we don't know what's going to happen because the kings of microtransactions own the company.
Uh-huh.
So that's not good. I'm not a fan. I think it's a bad idea. I am not amused.
Yeah, but what are you going to do about it?
Well, I can't do anything about it. I'm disappointed, and I haven't played Secret World Legends in weeks. So that tells you something, maybe.
That you realize it's a terrible game?
You're a bad man, and you should feel bad about yourselves. Ted, he's picking on me in one of my favorite games. Yeah, she's saying, what's new? You should be nicer to me. That's all I got to say.
Why is that?
Because I'm your little brother.
That's the reason to pick on you.
Anyway, we have a story to talk about today, don't we?
Sure.
Okay. So, it's not much of a story. It's more of an opinion piece.
Okay.
I'm a race trader.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because I have always been a devout member of PC Master Race.
Ah.
I play PC games, MMORPGs on the PC, whether it's laptop or a tower, doesn't matter. I've always been about, you know, playing on the computer, even back to that 286 that my mother-in-law gave me, geez, the year we got married. Or even beyond that, I had a Commodore VIC-20 that I played on. I used to write little games for. You remember those back when I was in high school. Yeah, they sucked. But still, anyway, I've always been about PC. Sure, I've had the occasional console. We had a Pong game. I had an Atari 2600. Mm-hmm. You've had a few consoles here or there.
Oh, yeah. But I love consoles.
Yeah, but I've always been more about PC. You know, I had PlayStation 2, but that pretty much stopped there. Oh, I had a Wii. Yeah, barely played it, but still, I had one, technically. But I've always been PC. Not anymore. I haven't played a game on my PC in a month. Oh, I've logged in. I've updated them. I even updated Guild Wars 2. Never logged in. Other than to, you know, enough to update the game. That's it. Just got them updated, turned it off, moved on, played some more Animal Crossing. I am all about the Switch. I am a filthy console peasant. Go ahead.
Are you having fun?
Pity me. I am.
Why?
That's the problem. I am having way too much fun. Well, other than the basement grind in Animal Crossing New Horizons, but still. And that is a grind. You don't know grind. People say, people who play Lord of the Rings Online, you think you know grind. You think you know. you think, oh, I got to do all these slayer deeds. I got to kill 300 of these creatures. Oh, no. Try and buy a basement for your house in Animal Crossing. I dare you. It takes a while.
I'm sure it does.
Anyway, so, yeah, I realized that, sure, I'm going to play on PC. I'm sure I will at some point, but like I used to play occasionally on a PlayStation or PlayStation 2 or a Wii, you know, sure, I may do that for a little bit of nostalgia, but all the games I'm looking forward to now, every single one of them, I'm looking forward to them on the Switch.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
What is that one? The Outer Worlds? If you haven't heard about it,
Oh, no, I heard all about it. I'm not excited about it.
It's made by the guys who made Fallout New Vegas. It's supposed to be fantastic. I mean, sure, it's out for, I think, PlayStation 4, if I remember right. But I don't have a PlayStation 4. I do have a Switch. It will be out June 5th, if I remember right, for the Switch. And I will have it day one. But better
than far too many games on my computer to even bother with a Switch.
Oh, I mean,
we're probably going to buy one.
And you
just
should.
Because, you know, they're fun.
Yes.
But, I don't think one is better than the other. It's just, you know, whatever you enjoy playing, then play. Well, it's kind of like religion. Whatever works good for you.
Sure. But it's like, basically, I'm used to... I've always been used to playing mouse and keyboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get used to that style of play. Now I can't even... I mean, I can imagine it, obviously. I know how the mechanics of it work. But I'd rather pick up a controller. I'd rather grab my Joy-Cons and give them a... You know, swinging those around and play that. Or if 10 isn't up... grab my pro controller, which she insists is her Switch pro controller. I'm going to have to buy a second pro controller now. Regardless, our shared pro controller, apparently, to play Mario Kart 8 or, you know, whatever. I am all about, when I think gaming, first thing I think of is turning on the Switch. And even when I had a Wii, and I enjoyed my Wii. I really enjoyed playing with my Wii. Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing?
I'm not going to swing on what something served up like that.
Oh, come on. Playing one right across the plate for you. Anyway, I enjoyed playing it, sure. But I never thought about coming home just so I could jump on and play some Pokemon on my Switch. Or any of the other numerous games I have. I mean, sure, I've got a bunch of games, especially on Steam, on my computer. I've rebought many of them on the Switch because I'd rather play them on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and you know, I know I've discussed that before, but it just struck me. I think it was last week when I was thinking about it. It's like I'm the person I used to make fun of. You remember when Rylea was on the show, right?
Yeah.
We had a similar discussion. I think we were talking about Witcher 3.
Right.
And she absolutely adores that game. And I was discussing how I bought it, but I could barely play it because I have a hard time just getting started on it. I kept falling off of you had to run across some boards and whatnot chasing the girl.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do it. I kept falling off. Mouse and keyboard failed me utterly on that. And she would talk about how, she only played it on the console. She always plays with a controller and has no problem whatsoever. She loves it. And I almost wanted to scoff. I'm like, really? Really? Why would you play The Witcher games on a console with a controller? It almost
works for.
It seemed like blasphemy, to be honest. I mean, you don't play action adventure RPGs with a with a controller. You play those with a mouse and keyboard. And now I'm sitting here going, gee, I really should buy Witcher 3 again for the Switch. That would be a lot of fun. I'd really look forward to playing that on a controller. Maybe I'll be able to play it well. Rylea said I would.
Well, maybe you should just, you know, keep your opinions to yourself and listen to people.
That would require actually, you know, listening to people in the moment, because, you know, I'm always right.
Or at least you think you're always right. Rest of the world, they know different.
Yeah. Now, you said that you could go either way, right?
Yeah. I loved consoles when they had really good role-playing games on them. You know, like back with the PlayStation original and the PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with a crap ton of good role-playing games. Just tons of them.
Yep.
Good strategic games, you know. Lots of fun. And then PlayStation 3 came out. And crickets. There were a few, but not enough to invest in another PlayStation.
What? Don't you actually own a PlayStation 3?
Oh, yeah. Because I got one dirt cheap.
Well, yeah.
And our DVD player, or Bluetooth player, died on us. So I was able to get a DVD or Blu-ray player and a game machine for dirt cheap.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hell yeah.
But the thing
is... I bought a PlayStation 4?
Well,
no. Am I going to buy a PlayStation 5? Probably not.
Part of the problem with the support for the PlayStation 3, though, was that they sold it when it first came out for like $600. And that was in, you know, actual $600, which would have been more like, what, $750, $800 in today's dollars. So they got their asses kicked that rotation by the Xbox 360, who sold for much less. And got much more third-party support. Not that I paid attention because I was too busy going, I'm not really playing my PlayStation 2 anymore, and I'm too busy playing World of Warcraft.
Well, there is that.
But now I'm sitting here going, you know, they really ought to bring over games like Neverwinter to the Switch.
Why? Neverwinter's not that good.
I liked it. And it would be fun to... I know they have... There's certain MMOs, I'm just using Neverwinter as an example, there's certain MMOs that are playable on consoles, and it would be really nifty, nay, spiffy, sir, if I could play them on my Switch.
Well, I know Final Fantasy XIV's on a lot of the consoles.
Pretty sure it's only PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3, maybe, 'cause Sony. But, yeah, I mean, right now there's some online adventure games, but I can't think of any straight up... Dauntless. Dauntless is kind of an MMO Monster Hunter game, and it is... I have it. I have downloaded it. I just haven't played it on my Switch because I'm too busy playing Pokemon or Dragon Warrior or Animal Crossing. Occasionally Graveyard Keeper. Sometimes Torchlight 2. Yeah, I've got a lot of games. Not as many as on my computer, but I don't... You know what I use my computer for now? Recording podcasts. Which is fine. It's just a really expensive device for that. Anyway, so yeah. I can understand why people have been so hyped up to go and buy the Switch right now. Why it's almost impossible to find one. Sure, you can find a Switch Lite. In fact, 10 keeps telling me, ooh, they've got them at Best Buy now. We don't want a Switch Lite. Yeah, but they have them at Best Buy. Are you telling me you want me to buy you one? No, I'm just telling you they have them. Uh-huh. So... why are we having this discussion if we don't want to buy one? Because they have them at Best Buy.
Because she wants a copy of Animal Crossing for herself.
Yeah, I know. I've already been told that when I lose interest in the game, which I told her isn't going to be anytime soon, but still, when I lose interest in Animal Crossing, she's going to wipe the game and start it over so that she can be the resident representative. So I told her, it's okay, do it now. Feel free. Well, no, I've got some more things I want to do. So do it now and you'll get a head start on doing them sooner. Because if you do that, then my chains will be loosed and I will be able to play something else.
But I like watching you play.
You know, PC Master Race guys, they talk about console peasants. It's true. We are console peasants because we are held down and basically controlled. We're not allowed to do anything. We just, you know, held to the grind. And that
well,
grind
you
is
within the confines that your console will allow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love my Switch so much. I just wish I had the one with the gray Joy-Cons. I have the red and blue. I mean, it's nice, but I would have liked gray. Just saying.
Yeah, to each his own.
Uh-huh. You're sitting here going, why are we even discussing this?
Well, because it's interesting to you.
It's not interesting to anybody else, though.
I didn't think you did this because it was interesting to other people.
Well, it's kind of an opinion piece, like I said. Just, if anybody has any thoughts on the whole PC Master Race versus console peasant discussion, feel free to leave a comment, by the way, because I'd be happy to hear what you have to say about it. Tell me I'm wrong.
I just think it's silly that people get worked up over something so stupid.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because there are a lot of really good games that, frankly, I'm sure you could make it work on a computer, but I prefer to play it on, you know, PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2. That's where I had fun playing it before. I mean, I played Diablo, the original, on computer first. Enjoyed the holy hell out of it. And then I got it for the PlayStation 1. Fucking played that. I did the whole playthrough probably 15 times because it was just easy. It was easy. It was fun. It was great.
It definitely worked for a controller, but I still preferred the PC version. In fact, I remember 10 made me go and buy her Diablo for the PlayStation because, by God, she loved it when she played it at your house, and she wanted our own copy. And it's like, okay, great, you enjoy that. I'll play it on the PC where it's good. Since then, I have played it on, like, the, you know, emulation.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where she came from. Still not as good as it was on PC, in my opinion, but it had its charms. If I could just remember which button it was to hit a freaking health potion. Died so many times.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't care about on the computer version was the duping hacks.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of annoying that, you know, people would trade shit to you and you couldn't tell if you were getting a hacked item or not.
Are we talking Diablo 2 or the original?
It was probably Diablo 2 is the one I'm thinking of. I just remember there was it almost made me want to quit right then because it was just like, oh, you got a great deal. No, it's a hacked item. Never mind.
Yeah. The multiplayer in the original Diablo was through a add-on, and it wasn't good. I didn't even bother with it. But, with especially Lord of Destruction era Diablo 2, the duping got seriously bad. I will give you that. And you don't have that problem on consoles, or at least not nearly as bad, especially if you play single-player games.
Well, if you're going to play Diablo 2, multiplayer is a lot of fun, but only play with people you know.
Sure. We did that.
That random crap, no thank you.
No. No. Anywho, any additional thoughts?
You reminded me when you brought up Diablo 2, or when you mentioned Diablo 2, they're talking about Diablo 2 coming out as a remastered. You know how they did for, like, Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
And several other games where they've taken an old game, cleaned it up, you know, brought it into the modern era, made it more playable, etc. Or at least that was the idea.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly what happened with the Warcraft 3.
No.
Warcraft 3 Reforged. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Warcraft 3? You've done fucked it up.
Now, I only have one question, and it's obvious. Is Blizzard going to be involved in this remaster?
Oh, more than likely.
Then no thank you.
Well, it goes back to, it might be a cool idea and everything, and they might do it great, but it's still a Blizzard product. I'm trying to hold by my ethics here and not buy any of their products ever again.
Yeah. Now, for me, it's, I could actually forgive them if they actually were reasonable and did something worthwhile of that forgiveness, which they haven't. They just basically shined on the whole stuff they did. Oh yeah, we apologize. No, you didn't. No, that's neither here nor there. They're not putting out good work, and it's like, why would I pay you when you're putting out? How can you fuck up putting out a Warcraft 3 remaster?
Because they did it again. What has been their biggest downfall? Hubris.
Yeah.
They believe they know what the gamer wants more than the gamer themselves. They'll even tell the gamers, that's not what you want. Trust me.
Yep. J. Allen Brack. You may think you want that, but that's not what you really want.
When they said they were going to make Warcraft 3, all the gamers who played that game and loved it were so excited because they're going to patch it, they're going to fix it, they're going to, you know, do all these great things for it. And they promised down the line all these amazing things they were going to do and all the things they were not going to screw with. And they fucked it up. They done did everything that the players told them they did not want done. They just screwed everything up.
Yeah, moreover, they didn't outright lie, but they implied that they were showing these, you know, great, beautiful scenes that looked like they could be in-game play. And they implied that that was actual gameplay. Yeah, it was cutscenes. And they never even actually brought that in. They basically just carried over the old stuff with some upgraded artwork and moved on, and then ruined the original Warcraft 3.
Because now you have to play it with all these, I can't remember what they did to it, but it's just, there's all these things you had to have, but so that you wouldn't be able to use the old copy.
Right. So they basically ruined what people that didn't want to buy the remaster, but they can't now go back and play their original game either because it's screwed up too.
Yeah.
Because they force you to play on the new Battle.net, and you can't play on the old Battle.net, so you can't have multiplayer. Now the game doesn't work, so yay! So, yeah. Good times. So, that's Blizzard being Blizzard, and if they're going to touch Diablo 2 and remaster it, nope.
Well, they're like, hey, it's been long enough. People have forgotten about Warcraft 3. What other franchise can we wring more money out of people over?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
At a board meeting, using those words.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know what? Almost everybody out there can do the same thing. And they're probably not wrong. Blizzard's a shitty company. Welcome. Don't eat them.
Yep. Just too bad, because I have a lot of money in World of Warcraft, and
no, we all do. I'm just glad I stopped at Cataclysm.
I did not. Well, I did, and then I came back. And then I stopped, and then I came back, and then I stopped. Then I came back, and occasionally I still think, you know, Battle for Azeroth can't be that bad, can it? But I have not bought it yet.
I love how you leave that caveat, yet.
Well, I don't want to make a liar out of myself if, in fact, I do decide that I want to go back, which I don't, because I don't have time. I've got a basement to pay for.
Well, you better go harvest some tarantulas, I guess.
I can't catch tarantulas. But, oh man, I can catch the fuck out of some scorpions. Scorpions are, well, they're not easy because they sneak up on you. But man, I can catch me some scorpions if they ever show up. 2.5 million bells. 2.5 million bells for a basement. That's pretty much more than the entire cost of the rest of the house, period. The house, 3 side rooms and an upstairs. And it all costs less than the basement. But hey, once I pay it off, I'll get to have exterior changes for free for the life of the house. Yay. I can make my mailbox look different every day. I need help. I really need help.
That's okay.
But
there are plenty of other games out there if you ever decide to stop playing that one.
I do play others. I occasionally put in Pokemon Sword. Occasionally. Maybe once a month. But I tell you, all the people out there that play New Horizons, they know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's a big game.
Big game. Bigger grind. But it's fun. So, you know, as long as you don't do it constantly, which I was. And so I needed to take a little time off. I took a whole 4 hours off last night.
I think you need to go and read what time off actually means.
Well, see, I meant to take even more time off, but then it hit 5 a.m. It hit 5 a.m. And at 5 a.m., the day starts, and you got to go in and pick up the stuff out of your mail. And, you know, then your money comes from the box outside of the Nooklings store. And you got to get that money, and you got to make your payment on your house because I have a freaking mortgage. I enjoy the game. I really do. So anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for joining us for another Pixels and Dice podcast. If you did get too close and caught a nip from one of our hosts, please get that wound treated promptly, as it is likely to fester. Otherwise, feel free to check out our other podcasts, blogs, and assorted nonsense at scormy.com. Leave a comment, if you will. Stroking their egos goes a long way towards keeping the hosts in their hovels, thus keeping the rest of society free of them.